Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look, first of all, at opening prices on the Chicago and Kansas City Boards of Trade as of about 20 minutes ago. The March wheat in Kansas City opened this morning at $4.78 a bushel, up a penny and a half. The May contract, $4.87, up one, and July opened at $4.91, up one and one half. Generally higher opens, but very lightly higher opens on the Chicago Board of Trade this morning. March wheat actually opened unchanged at 452. The May contract opened at 466 and a half, up one. July up one on the open at 476 and a half, and December wheat at 494 and a half, down a quarter. March corn opened at 393 a bushel, up three quarters of a cent. The May at 405 and a half, up one. July up one at 412. September up one at $4 even. And December corn at 392, that's up a penny. March corn for next year open at 397 and a half, up one and a half, or up a half penny rather. May at 401 and a quarter, up one. March soybeans open this morning at 742, that's up a penny. The May at 757 and a half, up a quarter. July up a half on the open at 771. August 774, down three. November beans at 792, up a half, and January of next year's beans at 797 and a half, up 2.5 cents. March soybean meal opened at 213.50, that's down two. The May opened unchanged at 218.50. That March contract down 20, rather. Bean oil for March opened this morning at 30.48, up five. The May at 30.98, up six. Over to the Merck now. The feeder cattle contract for March opened at 99.55, up 20. The April at 101.52 and a half, up 15. May opened down a nickel at 102.90. Live cattle for February opened at 93.95, up 30. The April contract 95.75, up 2.5. June unchanged on the open at 92.32 and a half. The August live cattle contract 89.45, down 15. February lean hogs open at 65.10, up 2.5. The April at 67.15, up 35. May lean hogs 75.07 and a half, down 47 and a half. The June at 76.95, up 22.5. And March pork bellies open this morning at 104.50, up 180.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Looking at the other markets on the commodities exchanges and the stock exchanges today, mainly in New York, March crude oil opened this morning at $58.15 a barrel, now at $58.15 a barrel, up 44 cents. The CRB index is up 56 at 299.43. The U.S. dollar index is up 13 at 84.83. March silver is at 13.74 an ounce. That's up 3 cents. The February gold contract is at 651 even, down 130. On Wall Street, the Dow is now down 85 points at 12,582. The S&P 500 index down 6.5 points at 1444. And the NASDAQ is down 8 at 2482. Let's recap the current trade on the Chicago Board of Trade. The wheat contracts are up 3.5 cents at the moment. Corn ranging from a half penny up on the far side contracts to 2.25 up in the nearby. And beans are either side of unchanged at the moment, only fractionally on either side of unchanged. Joining us now for a look at the markets on this Thursday is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
We had export numbers coming out today that seemed pretty supportive for, across the board, I guess.
They were. Wheat is probably the star today at nearly 27 million, where the trade was kind of looking at something between 14 and 24. The corn number at 36 was in the middle part of the range, and soybeans were at least at the upper end or slightly above the top end. So the soybean and wheat was probably the better numbers. The corn number at 36 is not bad, but it's not fantastic either. It continues to kind of point toward that the export demand has slowed. basically since the January crop report when prices took this big push to the upside. So the higher prices, at least for the time being here, has kind of slowed some of this corn export interest.
Yeah, the corn is trading a couple pennies higher at the moment. Some short covering possible?
Well, I think so. The corn market's been in a steady to slightly lower trend. Basically, since making those crop report highs a few days after the report, and been kind of drifting downward. A lot of your momentum indicators that traders look at are at the bottom end of the range, looking to turn up. So I do think we're starting to see a little short covering activity from oversold conditions. And while I said the fundamentals aren't real positive, they ain't negative either. So it does look like corn's maybe, and as well as wheat, is kind of ripe here for some recovery of recent losses. Whereas, you know, the soybean market has been kind of creeping higher while corn and wheat has been drifting downward. The bean market is more in a steady type mode and maybe even vulnerable to a setback in here.
And what are the funds thinking at this point?
Well, I don't know necessarily what they're thinking. I mean, a lot of your funds are going to trade the trend, and the trend, longer-term trend, is still up. But it, corn is tinkering with maybe a sideways shift. Wheat has been kind of in a sideways to lower type shift. Soybeans is definitely up, so they're probably pretty long the soybean market. But you have noticed that you're seeing a lot of rolling out of the March futures positions into the May futures positions here. Now that we're a couple weeks or 3 weeks away from the March delivery process.
Tomorrow's supply demand reports will be coming out. Are people pretty well positioned for that, or might that be a factor in today's trade?
Nobody's expecting for anything big on the February report. However, there could be some downward adjustments in demand on corn. It wouldn't surprise me to see USDA shave demand somewhat, maybe feed and residual use a little bit. But I don't see anything earth-shaking happening on the May report. The big report is going to be the March 30th report, and that's pretty well going to lay the groundwork, I think, for the direction for the rest of the year.
What does a farmer make of all this then at the moment?
Well, these are fairly attractive prices. It depends upon where they're at. I mean, I do think that if a farmer has a lot of beans around, I suppose this might not be a bad place to let a few beans go by. We're creeping up into that $7 cash range. Those are pretty good prices. Corn, I would probably be a little patient on making any corn sales. I would look for the market to try to recover some of what it's lost here over the past couple weeks. And new crop prices, those are fairly attractive levels to at least get started on. I'm not a real big seller back there, but I do think these are, some pretty good prices that farmers ought to take a look at anyway.
Merck has trended lower after the open. What do you make of things there?
Well, there's not a whole lot new over on that side of the equation. I mean, the market is pretty well. Livestock are kind of watching what's going to happen to the corn market, whether or not we're going to have to go sharply higher at some point in time to ration inventories. But I think for the most part, it's in pretty solid ground, at least at this point.
All right. Anything else to add?
That's about it.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's go back to the stock exchange or the commodity exchanges now. Kansas City March wheat now 3.5 cents up at 481. On the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat is at 455 3/4, up 3 3/4. The May at 469 1/4, up 3 3/4 as well. Corn is up in the 1 to 2 3/4 cent range. The March corn at 395, up 2 3/4 cents. May at 406 1/2, up 2. July up 2 1/2 at 413 1/2. September corn at $4 3/4 cent, up 1 3/4. And Dease corn is at 392, up 1. March soybeans at 742 1/2, up 1 1/2 at the moment. May is at 758, up 3/4. July up 1 at 771 1/2. The November bean contract at 793, up 1.5 products. March bean meal is up 40 at 214.10 at the moment. Bean oil for March is down 10 at 30.33. Merck right now, the feeder cattle for March are up 5 at 99.40, but the February live cattle contract is down 10 at 93.55, April at 95.45, down 27.5, February lean hogs at 64.70, down 37.5. Again, on the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow Industrial Average is down 80 points at 12,586. The S&P down 6.5 at 1,444. The NASDAQ is down 10.5 points to be exact, at 2,480. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:58 this morning.